Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the smut that all my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara. Hi.
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 I didn't want it to be like last time where one of us didn't say hi and then the other one didn't say hi, so I jumped on it.
And
I
we
love
did it.
It
together.
I think we did it together.
Yeah.
We're taking the lead.
We're always all better together. We should just talk over each other all episodes.
Yes.
That's all I ever do.
We all do it.
I say like every third word and then just talk.
We
just
are a group of women with ADHD. We're going to say like, and we're going to cut each other off, and you're all going to deal with it. Or like, thank you.
And it's fine. Join us. You're one of us, you know? So this week, we have Barbara.
We have another Barbara book.
I love it. A Barbara back to back.
Yeah. The dance battle.
Let's see your move.
Do you still feel like y'all are in competition?
I never felt that way.
Like, you feel like you guys did like one up, and then we, you know, we did like some wide shoes, and then we did some dog dick, and then now are we just gonna like kind of settle? Like, what are we in for this week?
I really question you saying that you never felt like you were in competition, because I vividly remember, I think it was Not So Lucky or Pucking Around, you were like, here's my moves, I feel like I just kicked off my shoes and did whatever, and I'm like, you were out on that dance floor. You were like requesting songs from the DJ and being like, I need some more space for this.
Oh my God. All I'm saying is that I just pick the books.
You're just a natural. And I am actually having to put in a lot of effort. But I feel that I traumatized us all and our listeners last week with dog dick stuff.
I think a lot of people really liked the nodding, though. Like, that's what was more.
They were ready.
Surprising was that people were like, when we talked about not so lucky, everybody was like, oh my God, it's like
we crawled out of the footwork. All these other little freaks
everybody thought the same thing that you did.
I felt so validated. I saw a couple of Instagram comments of like, that was my first thought. And I'm like, I'm not alone in this demented space.
And then we gave it to them.
That clip had so much confusion in such a short. I didn't know that she was asking me if my book had that. And I said, I didn't know.
And they're like, well, I don't know, does it?
I didn't realize till later that the same thing happened with me. As I was watching it, I was like,
we confuse ourselves and we're the ones talking. I don't know.
I think it's just a lot of information. Even for me, I've read some fantasy books with like mates and stuff, I think it was still like a lot of information, even for me.
We were talking about this, where it's like Emily easing her way into fantasy. Yeah. We decided to make you run before you walk. So,
Like the world building and the like keeping stuff straight. And then even for, I felt like I got so much story with it. And then you're like, oh, and then there's 10 other characters that we didn't even touch on. We didn't even talk about, you didn't even talk about a brother, apparently. And then I was like, oh, right. Her friend went missing, which was the whole fucking point of this.
The whole fucking point.
And then
point.
There was like a sister who was like 6.
Yeah.
Or 7.
Or 7.
So I think that that's, I'm interested. I'll still never, I personally will never read the book, but I'm excited because I feel like I got it, you know, but I'm excited for our listeners to, you know, listen to us talk about a subsection of the book and then for them to tell me about the rest of it, you know,
because that's one of the ones that we did that was like, that's the newest book that we've done. Like it came out and 2 seconds later, we did an episode on it. So
our first new release.
Yes. Hopefully we got some new listeners from that.
Hopefully we'll see.
It'd be exciting. If you're one, let us know. We love you. You can follow us at Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere on the internet and email us at clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com.
Ooh, speaking of emails.
Ooh.
I did want to bring up an email we got from, I think it was like Brianne. And she said that she...
Was it our...
She's like 5 years single. Or I think she's newly single after five years.
Okay, yeah.
And met a guy and went back to his place and they were making out and he gave her the knee.
Yes. And I... She let us know. She's like, I started thinking of y'all in that moment of like the knee.
We infiltrated the bedroom and she was giggling to herself and she was like, I have to get back to what I was doing.
It made me so happy.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
That's what's happening out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People are giving the knee, you know, we're bringing light to it. We also got another email from someone that they work at an art museum and they listen to us while they like roam the halls of this art.
Oh my God.
Of this art museum, like hearing us talking about dog dicks and stuff. And
I love that.
So we're very cultured and we're happy to be in your ear, whether you're changing a light bulb at the bottom of a swimming pool, sure. roaming around the finest artists. Or getting the knee from your new boo, you know?
The knee, I love it.
We had somebody who had messaged us on Goodreads.
Uh-huh.
And they were saying, going way back, they were so excited that you talked about going to a sex show in Amsterdam.
Oh, God.
Because they also went, and she was with, it was like a friend trip, and she was with, like, however it ended up, she was the only woman.
Oh, my God.
And they were in line, and she was like, I'm expecting, like, production, like, lights and a show.
Yep.
And they get in there, and it's just, like, a mattress. And she's like, what? And she asked all the guys, like, weren't you expecting more of, like, a presentation? They were like, why would you expect that?
I was same.
They were pleased.
Yeah.
They were fine. And that's, I think that's why we were like, oh, it'll, because, I mean, the outside of that venue is, like, live sex and all this stuff. And you think, yeah, you think there's going to be
even
some, like, titty tassels or...
Mm-hmm.
Something like, you know, like I think maybe in the U.S. we're used to like strippers coming out and spinning around and stuff. But this really was, they came out, laid on a mattress on the floor and started fucking and the guy started flexing his muscles.
That is the most uncomfortable. God. Like,
that's why, you know, it's for men. And then for women, we're like, he gave her the knee. And
what
we're
was
like,
she wearing? What was it?
We just love hearing from y'all and hearing how we're changing lives and infiltrating lives.
Yes.
Yes, I would love more emails about
any and all
emails. Experiments
so
for
good.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so what do we...
My dance moves is the intermission for this week.
Okay.
I decided to just...
Are you the mattress on the floor?
Oh,
Emily?
My God.
No, I'm that calm.
I'm the costume chill. Design. I don't know. This metaphor is getting away from me, but I decided to do a regular book.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
A palate cleanser.
No dog dick.
Okay.
Unless I'm like drastically misunderstanding some sort of euphemism, but nothing. It's called The Wedding Crasher.
Ooh.
By Mia Sosa.
Okay.
It came out in 2018, I think.
Okay.
Or I didn't update that. I might have just lied to you.
That's fine. You never lie today.
Vanessa lies about all of her books. Yeah. So.
I do not.
And I never know. So I just believe everything.
And also, it doesn't matter. So.
And it doesn't matter. You can look it up.
Yeah. So it's called The Wedding Crasher. Do you guys want to guess what it's about?
Okay. I'm going to say that it's someone who shows up to weddings uninvited because you can just walk into them and then like get snacks and has a good time and bangs a groomsman or something.
Love it.
It's like fanfic for the movie.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be like roles reversed. I think it's the woman that's crashing the wedding.
Oh.
Ooh, love that. I want to read that book.
Okay.
Because this ain't it.
This ain't it. Like the title, I know it's not, but it makes me think of The Wedding Planner.
Oh, yeah.
And I want it to be The Wedding Planner.
Okay, so you're in luck because I recently watched The Wedding Planner.
I did too.
With you. I was with you.
Yeah,
we were together. I wasn't invited. I understand.
She was sick and I came to be nice. And then that's she literally turned on the
watching the worst so 90s. Good. I watched like Runaway Bride. Anything with Richard Gere and Julia Roberts.
Okay,
I watched.
Yeah, there's at least a few. Yeah.
I think that's what I like brought you like a care package. And then I was like, oh, well, what are we going to watch?
While I'm here, I love that movie. Like, none of them are great, but they're all so good.
Yeah.
We were just like laughing about like the clothes and the hair and stuff.
And how problematic it is.
They
that,
all
like,
are.
That like she, oh, this yeah, guy's getting married and she's
falling
like.
Falling in love with
but him. What if?
But you like root for it somehow.
Yeah.
Because they're like not that? Supposed to be together.
Yeah. And that's when you know. If you're supposed to be with the guy and he's taken, then you're morally correct. I don't mean that.
I
think if anything, she helped them.
So is this like more like Wedding Planner or Wedding Crashers?
This is if I had on the spectrum of Wedding Planner and Wedding Crashers. Dial. I feel like it would be closer to Wedding Crashers.
Like wanting to party initially.
So here's a synopsis.
Let's just tell us about it. Oh, yeah. How about we just like learn about it instead of us guessing?
First of all, it's 392 pages. So let that start cooking for what your page
counts. That's a good book.
Just weeks away from ditching DC for greener pastures, Solange Pereira is roped into helping her wedding planner cousin on a random couple's big day.
Okay.
So nobody knows anybody. Everything's random.
She's helping out her cousin who's a wedding planner?
Yes.
Okay.
It's an easy gig until she stumbles upon a situation that convinces her the pair isn't meant to be. What's a true blue romantic to do? What is true blue romantic? Because the author used that again in the book, and I've never heard it in my life.
I wonder if it's something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
There, it's some sort of like phrase that I have never
or
heard.
Or true blue.
Just I mean, like there's a tattoo die hard. Like,
yeah, it sounds like that's the, yeah.
Like it's
yeah.
real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's she supposed to do? Crash the wedding, of course, and ensure the unsuspecting groom doesn't make the biggest mistake of his life.
So this is also, I assume the wedding is being planned by her cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So her cousin really needs this wedding to go smoothly.
Really
that's
does.
What she's being paid
that's
for.
It's her job.
You know?
Yeah.
And
but the cousin witnesses something.
The main
the
character.
Friend,
the main character.
The, yeah, not the friend. Yeah. Like the cousin of the planner.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she, now is this that she witnessed the groom entering her or something?
No, there was no there was no penetration.
The bride.
She saw the bride
making out with somebody.
Not making out.
Fucking.
No, that would be exciting.
Kissing.
Again, we are not in the dance battle.
Talking.
Oh,
we're not.
We're not in the dance battle, guys. It's just talking.
Okay. She's talking to
again,
someone.
No dog dicks.
Okay, tone it down.
She hears, she's in the stairwell and she hears the bride talking to, turns out to be the bride's longtime friend, like since childhood, mm-hmm. whose name is Tyler, which is kind of like,
of course.
Okay. She's very in love with Tyler and he's like, you don't love the groom. You can't tell me you actually want to do this. And she's like, give me a reason not to then. And he stays silent. Even though he's like holding her face, it's like, okay.
Oh, they're together in IRL. This isn't on the phone.
Like
yes,
she hears
they're
it in the stairwell.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Because it turns out because he is so important to her, she convinced the groom to put him in his wedding party.
Ew.
So he's standing up there during the...
Oh, she's probably going to make eye contact with him while she's saying the vows. Like,
why?
It.
Oh my God.
She does.
Why even...
I'm with you. Okay, let me finish the synopsis.
Oh.
I'm purely picturing the Wedding Planner cast throughout all this.
Yeah. This works because
way.
He yeah. has dirty blonde hair.
And Matthew McConaughey has yucky blonde hair.
He sure does.
One.
Yeah, he has bad hair. Bad everything.
And like
bad
the everything. Shitty little glasses, too.
Yeah.
God, what is that?
Okay. That leather jacket.
Oh.
With the tie, with the sash.
It's not good.
It looks like a bathrobe.
I always forget and or block out of my mind that the guy from Grey's Anatomy is in as the Italian.
The Italian guy.
And then I watch Grey's Anatomy and I'm like, stop it. So for those of you who
like
also...
Lorenzo?
What was his name? Massimo,
yeah.
Oh, my God. No, it's Alex on Grey's Anatomy. And what are you doing? Anyway, he makes the mac and cheese. We got to stop talking about that. Okay, focus.
We need to add that to our movie itinerary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Dean Chapman. His name's Dean. How do we feel?
Main character Dean? Dean Cain.
I think of Dean Cain and I'm okay with that. Dean is a good name. Dean is better than a Tyler.
Oh, yeah, or the supernatural guy.
It's better than Tyler, I guess. It's better than Crew.
Dean is a sexy man's name.
I mean, I don't know that I would go that far, Miss Jesse Eisenberg.
But I think, like if I like,
you're just like not allowed to say
never.
That's hot, Emily. You are on timeout.
I think that Dean is a good. It's a good guy.
It's a workable
name.
It's a guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He's a good guy, I assume.
Yes, this isn't a mafia romance, so he's a good dude.
Everybody's nice.
Yeah, like he didn't do anything wrong.
Dean Chapman had his future all mapped out. He was about to check off start a family and on track to make partner, because he's a lawyer.
Hey.
Make partner when his modern day marriage of convenience went up in smoke. Then he learns he might not land an assignment that could be his ticket to a promotion unless he has a significant other. And in a moment of panic, Dean claims to be in love with the woman who crashed his wedding. Oops.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, Dean has a whole new item on his to-do list. Beg Solange to be his pretend girlfriend. Solange feels a tiny bit bad about ruining his wedding, so she agrees to play along. Yet, as they fake date their way around town, what started as a performance for Dean's colleagues turns into a connection that neither he nor Solange can deny. Their entire romance is a sham. There's no way these polar opposites could fall in love for real, right?
So the wedding gets ruined right away.
So that's immediately. Like opening scene.
That's
so there's
not even planning. The point of the book.
Nope. That is the setup.
This is the sequel to The Wedding Planner. Because it ends with the wedding not happening.
This is
happening.
The alternate ending.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
Like it's like, because we just got the whole thing where before we're like, oh, they shouldn't be together. They shouldn't be together in the movie.
Yep.
But then now this is the like. Because it ends with the wedding not happening, them getting married in the courthouse, whatever.
And he sends her off nicely in the cab.
Yeah. But so this is where now they have to be like, oh, that was so embarrassing that my wedding
so awkward.
Fell apart.
I like, have to have a wife for my job.
Yeah. My pediatrician office needs me to have a spouse. Because otherwise they're like, why are you around all these kids? Cut that out.
Right. And then leave it in.
To yourself.
It's hot in here.
So they have to, there's a lot of, something that I'm noticing in a lot of these books is this like fake dating. Like, LOL, would that be so crazy? Which also these books are written for women that like, is that something that we really want? Is the like, let's fake date.
It's a fun trope.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's something
I guess it's
that like.
Fake date or like, I'm going to kidnap you and then you're going to fall in love with me. Like our mafias.
I feel like that would line up with women who really love the like friends to lovers trope because it's like there's forced proximity. There's the like humor that like they want it to be a funny one, not like, you know, dog kennel stuff where it's like, oh, what? And my, you know, cousin walked in and now I have to quickly get them to understand that we're fake and da-da-da. And so there's always like antics.
Yeah, there's kind of the manic pixie dream girl vibe, a little bit of the like I'm so wacky and like bumbling kind of thing.
I also just think like the fake dating thing would like never happen in real life.
Have you guys ever fake dated anyone?
No, but I mean I've gone to like I've had like guy friends, you know,
right,
but, like,
totally different
that people would assume that like if you're at Home Depot with your guy friend that you're dating, but never the like, oh, let's tell all your coworkers
or we
dating.
Need to date because of XYZ.
Right.
Like I just don't ever feel like anything is put on you enough to where you would need a spouse to pull something off.
I kind of want to know about that though. Like I'm really hoping that someone listening, their friend or somebody like, please tell us if any of you know anyone or you yourselves have had to fake date someone because I'm so curious.
Or
I don't know anybody that's ever had to.
You were trying to like throw off like scent of something or like a like family thing or something.
Yeah. I think in the past it was probably used mostly for like hiding their sexuality.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Unfortunately, you know, where it'd be like, oh, I have to, you know, I'm this lawyer and I have to come across as this guy, whatever.
Right.
Or like just not wanting to like hear about. Oh, you're still single.
Right. Okay. Like, that makes sense. But if there's something where, like, we had to buy a zoo, but we had to be together. Like, there's something weird. Like, I'm very curious.
Yeah. There is something where, like, a lot more, like, when people picture, like, escorts or whatever, they picture, like, a bimbo or whatever.
Sure.
Which I was like, I love bimbos. It's me.
Love it.
But, like, most of the really, like, the good money escorts are, like, that they can hold good conversations, they can sit at a table of executives and you would never know that they were paid to be there, you know?
Okay, this is a random tangent, but I used to work for doctors and then for a while I was working as like the coordinator for this like networking club that they had, and it was all these physicians that would have these events where there would be a speaker but there would be like a fancy dinner, so they had to have me like coordinate the tickets and all this like stuff, and there was a doctor who would bring a different woman every time, and I'm not one to judge except that I am, and I was very much like
So this is what we have this week. Yeah,
you're getting money to be paid here because he's also that guy. When he shook my hand, I was like, "You need to stop. You need to let go now."
Oh, like you it was a little bit of caress.
You need to stand a little bit farther away from me.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's one of those.
Did he ever invite you to a dinner?
No, because like, the physician that I worked for would usually be like, "Barbara, come try this drink," and then just like we'd go away.
He was like, "Hey, that guy's a creep."
Yeah, which is so fun when it's crazy, just like known but accepted.
And he was a gynecologist.
No. Oh my god.
Oh, pediatrician, right?
Ugh. Oh my god.
Anyway, this book.
She's the one that said it. Anyway, this book has nothing to do with anything.
Nothing
that we
just to do with
about.
Any of that. We have to spice it up though, because it is just the most straightforward plot, rom com, traditional
beach read.
Yeah.
Do they fuck?
They do. There are at least
that's
two sex scenes.
Like, I'm back in.
There's at least two sex scenes.
Ooh. Is there a wrist?
Oh, there's a lot. I can't wait to tell you about it. But do you want to guess the pages? Because then I want to say some other things about this
371,
book. 371? Right? 392.
Okay. I'm going to go... I'm going to go 200.
Okay.
225.
Ooh!
We are off the dance floor. It is page 254.
Wow. But we're real close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So really there's 254 pages out of
392.
Mm-hmm. Before you get to any coming.
A little over halfway.
Okay.
Yeah.
More plot than porn.
I hate this book.
Oh, no.
I cannot stress this.
Is there banter? Do they not like each other? Do they like each other?
Miscommunication.
Remember last week when we were talking about dog dicks and all that stuff? And I said that Allie Hazelwood is really popular, but she gets shit on for several things. But one of the things that people like go like, ugh, God, it's so millennial. There's all of these millennialisms.
Okay.
They're not good when they're in a book. And with her, I see it, but it doesn't make me go like, I don't want to read this.
Right.
If I didn't intend to finish this book because of this podcast and this episode, I would have stopped reading it.
But this would have been like a DNR.
I would like to read you some excerpts.
Oh, nice. I love
I'm taking the wheel.
Like an excerpt.
I'm going rogue.
Oh, like examples of what you're talking about, or else we're just going to fill it in.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going into picturing like a Zooey Deschanel character.
Yes, which is unfortunate because when I first read like the synopsis and everything, I was picturing Zendaya.
Okay.
Which, frankly, every character in everything ever should be Zendaya. Like, she's Dean, she's Salon, she's everyone.
Dean. Oh my God.
She's Tyler.
She can do it all.
She's J-Lo in The Wedding Crashers.
Yes. The opening sentence, it's dual POV where the one chapter is Salon, next chapter is Dean.
Okay.
The opening sentence of the book, there's only one rational explanation for what's happening in this stairwell. I'm cursed.
Wow. Oh.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
The very next page, if my mother were here, she would gasp, place a hand across her forehead and say, and then this is in Portuguese, this is a scandal. She'd be right, because this is an epic scandal.
Epic.
That's
when you could have said that your mother could have clutched her pearls.
Mm-hmm.
At Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere on the internet. Thank you.
So I need to just, I need to scroll to where she meets Dean.
Does she say nom nom ever?
Like, it's that kind of stuff. There's another part in the book where she literally does say epic fail.
Does she refer to a raccoon as a trash panda?
No. Oof. But we're really getting into that territory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did she quote The Office?
Oh, God.
What other millennialisms are there?
Like I kept saying, like, puppo doggers, which is the, like, she's preggers. God. But that's not, it's just, like, that kind of stuff. But, like, okay, when the bride is having the conversation with the groom about, like, hey, I'm in love with Tyler. I'm getting ahead of myself, but it makes me so okay.
Wait, this is one that you hate.
She runs into, they literally run into each other. Okay. I drop to the ground like I've been KO'd in a championship bout. Figures, if there's one thing I'm good at, it's falling on my ass with verve and panache.
She's like talking about how clumsy she
is. She's just so, okay. I blink a couple of times, open my eyes. Whoa, the white man leaning over me isn't your average Joe. It's because he's Dean. Not your average anything. On the contrary, he's off the charts handsome. So much so that I imagine his facial features competing daily for the title of best body part.
See, this is why I don't like reading.
You're no match for me, his plump lips say to his strong jaw. The hell I'm not, his jaw retorts. Everyone knows I'm fucking irresistible when the big guy strokes me. Pipe down, you two, his hazel eyes tell them. When we gaze at a woman for longer than 3 seconds, she's a goner. Try to top that. There's a tiny patch of scarred skin above his left eyebrow. It's the money shot. The basketball kind, that is.
Oh.
It adds a hint of mystery. People dig me the most, though, the scar boasts in a seductive tone, because it suggests he spends his days poring over spreadsheets and his nights kicking ass in a dingy boxing gym.
Is this Kindle Unlimited?
I hate this.
Nope, paid for this.
Ooh. So there was an editor.
There was an editor.
Barbara paid for
I think
for
that
this.
That's where, and we'll have it in our Amazon storefront if you want to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, like that is exactly why I hate reading, is the stuff of where I'm like, fucking get to the point. Like,
mm-hmm.
What, like,
stop being weird.
Like, you're using, you know, eight
all
sentences.
All of his features have a conversation.
Yeah.
That was too much.
So that's where, I don't know if it's just my ADD or whatever, that I just, like, I tune out or be like, okay, he has a scar above his eyebrow. Like, next, you know.
Next. I can't. Oh, my God. Ugh, there's so much.
Her name is Solange.
Solange.
Nice.
I just feel like it's very, like, the whole book is like that. The whole book is like that.
Did she talk about comfy pants at all?
Mm. No comfy pants, but there was mention of a t-shirt dress.
Ah.
And I thought that could get us close.
That's a good one.
That could, yeah.
But there was no mention of whether or not I had, like, Winnie the Pooh on or Tweety Bird.
None of that, no.
All right, so the wedding, what does she hear? She hears like them be like that. And
she
then,
hears her being like, give me a reason, and then Tyler stays silent because it sounds like right. Tyler sucks. All the way to the ceremony. And she's standing in the back. She also wore white.
What a fucking...
Yeah. Zendaya, what are you doing?
As someone who currently got married, or recently got married, not whatever, I couldn't imagine going through everything that you went through a year leading up to it, to then, like, it be, like, why even go through that? Like, why even spend the amount of money that we will never financially recover from? But, mm-hmm. like, why go through all that shit?
Why go through all of it? So, the background is that this is literally a marriage of convenience. He doesn't expect her to love him. She doesn't expect him to love her. They have agreed that they are going to get married. They have known each other for 6 months.
Oh.
He, for plot reasons, does not believe in love and has planned out his entire life because he was raised by a single mom, doesn't know who his dad is, and his mom is the, like, quintessential every man that I date is the one, and she up and moves him all around the country for all these different boyfriends, and then they break up, and then his whole life is just upended. Okay. So he said, fuck that. I'm going to plan out my life and live it exactly according to this plan, and I'm not going to mess with emotions and love and relationships. I'm just going to have, like, a partnership.
That's not how life works, though.
It's not how life works, Dean.
But Solange agrees because she ruined the wedding.
No, the other way. This is the first. This is the original wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was her
name?
Why
did she agree if she was in love with somebody else?
Because he never made a move, and she was like, I can't wait for him forever. I'm not going to fall in love with anyone else, and he and I are compatible, so I will agree to this because I've given up on love as well.
I assume he has money.
He's a lawyer. Yeah.
Right. So she's like, look, this is something I can get married,
like,
have some kids.
And she's like a financial analyst or something. Like, they both are like, we're not worried about this. We're going to be a power couple. It's going to be totally fine.
Right. We do well at galas together, and
yeah,
it's fine.
No mess, no fuss. A boring life.
Right. And there are a lot of women and people that just want to have a wedding or want to have, like, that instead of a marriage.
But she realizes that she's too in love with Tyler.
Tyler says, you don't love him. You don't want to do this. And she's like, give me a reason not to. Tyler stays quiet. And she's like, I'm going to do it. So then she gets up to the aisle. Like, she's, you know, she's at the, the altar. I almost said the podium. She's about to give her speech. And, they ask, does anybody object? And Solange goes, yeah.
Could you imagine? Okay.
Your wedding planner.
Wearing white. She goes, don't do it.
Back to, like, the wedding that we were all just recently at. Mm-hmm, First of all, I cut that out of our ceremony because there was no need to have, like, does anybody object? It's weird.
This is not 1837 where we need to go, like, does the church agree?
Do you approve?
Like,
yeah.
No.
But, like, you know, I had my wedding planner who was amazing. And then we had the assistants, you know, like the girls that were there.
What if it was the drag queen?
Oh, my God. Yes. Like, Bridget
Stop
Bandit
the music.
Is like, I object. Yeah. But, like, or just like one of the, someone that I'm like, you helped me get my car here. Like, how do you know about, why are you objecting to my marriage? Like, I met you yesterday when you picked up the flowers, you know, like.
She was in the room helping the makeup artist, who is also her cousin, do the makeup.
The planner did the makeup too?
No, there's the planner who is a cousin, the makeup artist, who is also a cousin.
Oh, my God.
It's a whole family affair.
It is a whole family affair.
Wow.
So
wow.
She says, don't do it. And then she doesn't do it, like, really for Dean. She does it for, like, you don't want to do this.
Because she believes
this
in love.
This isn't what you want. She believes in...
true blue romantic.
True blue.
She was raised by a single mom.
Oh, boy.
Because it turns out her father was always in love with another woman, and her mother was sort of the stand-in, and then it all fell apart, and he said, I can't do this anymore. I'm in love with the other woman. And then he left her mom. So she's like, don't do that, because I've seen how it goes, and I don't like it.
And even though these are people that she does not know, she will never see again, traditionally.
Yes.
And so then do they go, oh, you know what? That stranger's right.
The bride goes, correct. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't do this. And then
Tyler's still fucking silent, too. Tyler is,
oh
my God. Still.
Is he? Oh, he's there.
They're about to. They exchange vows. And when she's about to do hers, it's like Dean notices that she looks behind him for a second. Her face falls. And then she says her vows.
Oh, my God.
And then Tyler, after she says, I'm so sorry, I don't want to do this. And she, like, goes down the aisle. Tyler goes, and then just leaves.
Tyler sucks.
Tyler sucks.
We have all dated a Tyler, or wanted to date a Tyler, or thought we were dating a Tyler.
Yep.
That, like,
yep.
They are just, like, give you just enough so that you're on the your back burner. You're the low maintenance,
but you
long
can
distance
see it. It's
commitment.
So close you can taste it. And you're like, no, I hang on.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
fuck, Tyler sucks.
Tyler sucks. You never see him again. You never see Ella again either. But
what?
I know. Yeah, the wedding crasher, except it's really just fake dating. It's not really about the wedding or the wedding crashing.
Weird.
At all. Yeah.
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 You think there'd be like a little bit more like wedding
more
planner
wedding
style.
More about a wedding if it's called the wedding. Yeah.
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 Okay.
That's just how we got here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love when the bride meets with Dean and she's like, okay, yeah, that was awkward, but I really don't want to marry you. I am in love with Tyler. And he's like, cool. Very Adam Sandler, you couldn't have thought of this yesterday. And she says, I'm in love with Tyler. And she literally says to him, spoiler alert, he doesn't feel the same. Yeah, no shit. He was there. He was standing right next to you.
Like, yeah. Yeah, like he was like, you guys had an understanding.
I can't in a million years imagine a bride going, spoiler alert. Like when you're explaining why you have just called off your wedding, even though it was just like a business contract. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, even for a guy who doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And then, again, the logistics of it all, too.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
Like, y'all just continue. Like, the DJ's already there.
Yeah.
The food's ready. Like, just go sit down and have a meal. Or you're just like, I guess we'll just go home and all this stuff goes to waste.
Yeah.
I'd be like, can I get something to go? Thanks.
Yeah. Like, if I'm at a wedding and then I see them all, like, leave for, like, 20 minutes and I'm like, okay, it's definitely past the time. I'm heading for the food table. I'm finding the food in the back and being like, I'm where's that gift I got you? I'm taking that.
Right. And you're like, I got dressed up. Like, this is, I'm here to party.
Yeah, I would never do that, actually. I would sit there and behave until someone told me what to do. But in my mind.
I would have a snack while being like, do we know what's going on?
Just pull a little cheese stick out of your... Do you guys have any fucking clue what's happening here?
Like, this is crazy, right?
So can we go home?
So then does Dean go to her and be like, hey, stranger, you just ruined my fucking wedding.
The
deposits are paid. Like, everything's paid. Two invoices are paid. There's no getting money back.
He's like, I need a wife.
Yeah.
Here's what happens. He is like, what did you hear? And she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I forgot this. There's so many things. Okay. He's like...
He has a dog dick.
He nods her.
He's secretly in the mafia. He had amnesia because his...
I got so excited.
We got to spice it up. Right. No, it's just... Like, he's just Dean.
Just Dean.
He says, tell me what you know. And she then... Like, she's been so brave through all of this. And then all of a sudden is like, I don't want to tell him why. Like, I don't want to tell him what I heard.
You just interrupted an entire wedding ceremony.
You're already there. That ship has sailed. And she panics, and it's her chapter, so her point of view. And she just goes, maybe he can't see me. And she closes her eyes and goes, maybe he just won't see me.
Wow.
And he says, I can see you. And she says, no, you can't. And he goes, yes, I can.
Isn't that in a movie? That's in something. That's
are adults.
And it's something like that of where, again, it's the manic pixie dream girl thing.
The millennialism of like, maybe you can't see
me.
Yeah,
like if I close my eyes, you don't know that I'm here. Like,
and then him going like, oh, my God, that's so quirky and adorable.
Yeah.
I love you.
That was upsetting in the context, but also felt really nice.
Yeah.
I looked into her eyes.
That was nice.
Not like the things that you do.
Don't give her ideas.
I never got it.
God.
Oh, no. God. I'm going to keep my eyes closed when we read.
The whole reason they have to fake date.
Okay.
Is because he works at this law firm and he's up for, he wants to be up for partner, which is in like 6 months. They're going to decide.
You have to be serious.
You have to be serious.
No pink.
There is right. no pink. Yeah. Damien cares.
Yeah.
Dean really wants to be partner. He's been working there for like 8 years. This is part of his plan. So it's very important. And there is a, he needs to bring in a big, powerful client mm-hmm. to the law firm. And it would be like a big asset. And the way to the big, powerful client is his daughter is potentially moving to DC, which is where we are. And she is a lawyer who is interviewing. So if they get close to the daughter and they get her to work at the law firm, then she can get her father to bring his business to them.
Wow.
It's so convoluted and for no reason. But they want to send out, like, you're in town for, like, 2 weeks. We're going to show you D.C.
Okay.
And if you like
D.C. Send you with some people.
Yeah. And it, she's coming with her spouse, so it would be weird to send a single guy.
Yeah.
And he and his nemesis, Peter Barnum, are told, why don't both of you go together? If Dean, you're saying that the woman who interrupted your wedding, you've been friends with her for ages, as it turns out. And that made you realize, oh my God, we are in love with each other. And now you're dating her and it's pretty serious.
Right.
So you two and Peter and his wife schmooze this woman, Kimberly, and then that'll get her to come work at our firm and we can get her father as a client.
All right.
Yep.
Yep.
They're like basically like pimping him out.
Right.
And suggesting that he pimps her out.
Yep.
For the almighty dollar.
As if like that guy even knew like the daddy client. Like as if he knew about the wedding situation. Like
no.
He doesn't need. You could say that this is my high school girlfriend.
He could have just been like, can you bring a friend and say that they're a spouse? It could. There's a thousand different like, well, if Peter's also going to be there, then why didn't it's three of you? Why is that a problem?
Right.
Yeah.
Why is that weird?
And it's mostly the daughter that they're trying to schmooze. Right. So yes. I assume that this wonderful girl who just is so quirky and so fun and so relatable, she really connects with the daughter and is the reason why he comes.
Yeah,
I figured
there's a scene where they decide they're like, whoa, should we do something else? And she goes, we should go axe throwing.
Oh,
so they do that.
Does the candidate for the job, does she find out that they're fake dating?
Yes.
And threatens to not work at the law firm.
No, but that would be cool.
Because she realizes that like they are actually in love. Because I assume that they end up
That's
in
very love.
Love
Light Farms. Great.
Yes.
Very astute. Love it. Pulling from what we know.
Yes.
No.
Oh, like they don't Love Light Farms it?
They don't. Peter, the nemesis. Oh my God, remind me to say something about Peter in a second. Peter is the one who's
Peter
like,
Barnum, so he's Peter from the Barnum. Circus
He's
family.
A fucking circus man. Yeah.
Yeah. He's Barnum and Bailey. He helps to make the animal crackers. Yeah.
He's a clown. He is extremely convinced that they are not actually dating and he's trying to like catch him out.
And he wants to be partnered.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's the one who's like on their case.
Emily Hornberg knows.
I'm ready.
She gets it.
Taking notes.
Okay, so we are in D.C., right?
Okay.
And we're at a law firm in D.C.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
There's a lot of like political stuff. And
it's extremely fucking serious. Okay.
No pink.
No pink.
Dean, when Peter is introduced, the author tells you he's an Ed Sheeran lookalike.
Ugh.
Who's an Ed Sheeran lookalike?
Peter Barnum, the circus clown.
Okay. I thought we were talking about Dean. I was like, go away.
He described him a lot of ways other than Ed Sheeran like.
Correct.
Okay, so he's like a little twerp.
Sure. Okay. He's got a beautiful voice.
Right. Right. Very sweet. Personality helps out.
Dean says that Peter is completely lacking in self-awareness. For example, he thinks he looks good in his polo with the turned up collar. At the law firm, in the middle of a workday in D.C., this man is wearing a polo.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Not with the collar
with
flipped
the collar
up.
With the collar popped. Yeah.
My mother worked. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
She worked at a law firm for 30 plus years in San Diego, and they had like their home office was in LA. And anytime they did business with them, it was like they're dressed like they are like at trial in front of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Like it is so serious. And that's just LA. Like,
yeah. Even in Houston, my sister in law, she's like, wears Ann Taylor every day.
It's
like, yeah.
Ann Taylor.
Like, it's just like, but you know, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that like I know that that does not matter, but it took me out of the book so much because I was like, this is the, like,
yeah.
Anyway.
No, he's in a suit every day.
Yeah. Every single day.
Especially if he wants to be a partner.
Yes.
But he has his collar popped and his polo.
Yeah. And it's baby 2018 blue.
Or 2016?
I was going to say, yeah. What color is it? Yeah. What
it's baby like, blue.
Yeah, tangerine.
Or something. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Mm.
So like they start. Twerp. They start fake dating. They do the axe throwing
with
thing.
With orange hair and a blue shirt.
Yeah, it's just not good. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just not good.
Axe throwing. Go ahead.
So they go axe throwing.
They go
is
axe
she
throwing.
Suddenly really good at it.
He sucks at it.
Wow.
And then flip the stereotype on its head. She comes and goes like, can I show you how? And it's like, she's learning to play pool for the first time. Like, they're like, ooh, it's so intimate.
She shows him how to axe throw?
Yep.
She's like, look, you have to like put your hands like this.
Literally.
And then you just
it's in the
go,
wrist. Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he's like, whoa, I didn't even know that.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Gosh. I think this is the first book that I don't like the woman in it. You know?
Mm-hmm. I don't like any of it. They go.
Yeah, I don't know if I like anybody.
They go to karaoke. Ugh.
This goes so bad.
With the potential new recruit.
Do they sing Ed Sheeran?
No. She and the potential recruit, Kimberly, and Kimberly's wife, they all sing Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Dean is sitting there and he's like, I get it. They're trying to tell me that, like, wow, the wedding was called off, but next there's Solange and it worked out so well. So that's what that song's all about. And he has four shots of tequila and then he gets up. Can you guess what song he chooses?
Okay. If they're doing like Thank You Next, they're choosing like... good song. Like recent. And is it a recent song or is it a classic song?
I would say it's more a classic than it is a recent. And do know this is like crowd stage karaoke, not private room karaoke.
I'm going to say Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard because that's the first thing I
love
came to my
where
mind.
Your head's at. Pony by Genuine.
Ew.
Oh, shit. This is essentially a work event.
Is he grinding on the floor?
Literally, he gets up there and she is talking about how it's like bonk, you're watching Madam Magic Mike, Channing Tatum. He's gyrating. He's thrusting. He's doing like all this. He apparently crawls across the stage and pretends the microphone is a screwdriver and he's drilling in. And I was reading that and then
what?
I was like, I was trying to picture he's screwing in screws with the microphone that's like a electric
no, he's
drill.
Like, he's...
But how is that sexy?
Yeah.
No, I don't
also,
think...
Also, all of it is not sexy. I don't think Magic Mike is sexy. I think you should sit down or get me a drink and not do that. That does not...
Not flop it in my face.
That
yeah.
doesn't help me. That doesn't... I don't... Stop it.
Yeah.
Just let women do that and you
I'm trying
get out
to
of
even, like, think of, like, the words to it of where you're like, that's not really even, like, a singing song. That's definitely like a song you dance to or that
yeah.
you go, like... You have four shots, you go, yeah.
He takes his shirt off. This is oh. so out of character for him.
You also want to be partner. Like, what do you have? You're fake
insane.
Dating. Because
this is insane.
Now, does he see it as like, I had the most amazing night ever. Like, you got me out of my shell. I'm who I am.
He's kind of just like, was it okay?
Oh.
Was it good? And she's like, it was great. And he's like,
so she
cool.
actually liked it.
Yeah. Well, do you want to hear about how they go to a sex club?
They go to a sex club.
They go to a sex club.
With
and
Kimberly?
Is still with Kimberly? Almost.
With her dad?
No.
What? Like, Emily wants
what?
That book.
Well, because it's like, why,
at this
who,
point,
would they
I want
dog
that book.
Dicks and with daddy dicks.
I would take that, just to liven this up in a direction that is not Genuine Pony karaoke with, I, no.
Yeah.
I just don't like karaoke. So
I don't either.
I don't want to see you sing anything.
I don't like any of it. Okay, so they go to a sex club because Peter, little twerp, he is like, hey man, we should go to this party that an old friend of mine from law school, she can get us in. Can you send the invite? Because I don't want my wife to know, but the friend of mine is an ex-girlfriend. Mm. So I don't want my wife to be mad at me. So can you send the invite to the group chat? And so he's like, yeah, man. And he sends the invite to Kimberly and her wife and everybody. And they show up and Peter texts me. He's like, ooh, Molly found out she's really mad at me. So we're not going to be there.
Because he set him up to take everybody to a sex club.
Yes. So to try to like sabotage. We're both losing because I'm not going to let you win.
Yeah.
Even if I lose, it's fine.
Oh.
But Kimberly and her wife couldn't go because they were hungover from the karaoke night. So he and Solange just go to the sex club. And they're like, this place is weird. Why are they taking our phones?
And it's like that they think that they have to go, but nobody else is going.
They're like, well, we're already here. So they go into this party and the guards like put all your personal items in here and they're like, maybe there's just some like...
Here's some condoms.
Some like, yeah.
Keep your hands where we can see them. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she goes to the bathroom, and then a bell rings, and everyone starts having sex, and he runs to the bathroom, and he's like, oh my God. Oh my God, we're
like everybody fun. in the house in the place was
everyone just starts getting having sex.
So it wasn't like the Amsterdam thing.
No,
because it was like an
orgy. No, it was like a club, like
or like a sex
club. Like where there's like rooms fuck. And
yep,
oh, you get it. Were there beds and stuff?
Yes,
there. Yeah,
it's a house, so it's like you go into this room and no, what are you
I've read
see?
A book about a sex club.
You should bring that book.
There's some books I've been holding back.
Oh my God. See, you're competitive. I
guess. I'm not competitive.
She has a thing where she's like, yeah, this is my book collection over here. And it's like, but when I pull this book, we get to the
secret
back
room. I didn't even know we were competing. Boom. Yeah. Come on.
I'm just reading.
What's the name of the sex club book? Like, not the book, but what's the name of the sex club in that book? Do you remember?
Oh,
Fuck Club.
Ooh. No, it's something like Peacock Room or something.
Ooh, Cock City.
That works.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're at Cock City.
They're at Cock City. Cock Central.
Cocktown.
And then she's in the bathroom and Dean is like freaking out like, I'm overwhelmed because, again, his karaoke performance is so out of character. This is in character. Him being like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And Solange is like, hey, sex with consenting adults is a beautiful thing. Like, what is the issue? God. I've been to a sex party before. And he's like, what? Tell me everything. And she's like, well, it was in college or grad school. And we, you know, I mean, and he goes, did you participate? And she's like, well, I mean, I didn't have sex, but I watched and then I touched myself. And he's like, oh my God, that's so hot. Do you want to go watch these people? And she's like, yeah, I want to go watch these people. So they go watch.
Oh,
so this is when they probably start like liking each other. When did they start liking each other?
Well, she met him and started like romanticizing his fucking eyebrows.
So she already liked him.
She was like, wow, amazing. And he was like, I'm so drawn to you, but no emotions.
Right.
No
love. I can't get hurt.
And she doesn't do things by half measure. So she wants someone who's all in or out.
So do they touch themselves while they're watching these people?
No. This is what happens. Her shoes, her feet hurt. And he's like, well, lean against me. And she's like, okay. So she's leaning against him and he's breathing heavy. And then someone else in the room accidentally turns the lights on.
Ew.
And it takes everyone out of the moment. And they're like, we should probably leave. So they leave. They don't even kiss.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because it's not like they were like, I mean, I guess Dean was a little like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, but she's like, no, it's cool, it's beautiful.
Oh my God, it's fine.
So like, Jeff and I definitely didn't get like into it when we went to the Amsterdam sex club. We were like, yeah, we're
the
not
mattress turned
on
with these people with no lights, no production. Yeah,
it was so like the opposite. We were like,
yeah,
I don't. That made everything feel gross. Like,
I don't feel good.
But they're like, but she's like, no, it's like it's beautiful.
Oh my God,
I guess I'm just not as much of a free spirit.
I feel like a club is different than
a performance,
a sex show,
a show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the club, you go into it like
you know that everyone there is also doing it. You're not just like spectators.
Yeah.
But then they became spectators just standing there like little creeps in the corner.
Yeah.
Okay. So then they leave.
In a million fucking years, you will never guess where they go next that night or what happens. You just would
Denny's.
Never.
Oh, I know. In-N-Out was my first thought.
Oh my God, I love it. Are you guys hungry?
Yeah.
Okay. Where is the last place you think that they would go?
Roller skating.
It's not a plan. She gets a call from her cousin.
Because she's so spontaneous and she's so like...
She has to go to another wedding.
Her cousin is in labor.
Oh.
Oh. Which one? The makeup artist cousin? Or
yes.
The... Oh, okay.
Oh my God, Emily Hornberg. You're so good at this.
So they're like, we have to go to the hospital.
She's like, my cousin's husband is stuck across the whatever the fuck bridge, you know, DC traffic. No idea when he's going to be able to get there. I have to go pick her up and go to the hospital. And he is like, he literally says something like, always could use a strapping young man around or something. And so he goes as well.
Okay.
They go pick up the cousin.
And to like birth the baby? What is that?
To go pick up and go. Yeah, he's just going to like help and like be around. I don't really know. And so then he goes and he's like, oh, I can help you with I'll carry the bag. Right. And then she's like, oh, don't forget to grab the period pain simulators, the contraction simulator. You attach like electric, whatever.
Like tens.
Yeah. Yes. She has one of those because her birthing plan is her husband is going to wear that so that he will also feel the contractions and it will make her feel good, but it also might help her pain levels. And also,
what the fuck?
And so Dean wears it.
I hate this. I hate it. I hate it.
Fucking thank you. Thank you.
Like, I've been through so much. Is this episode 20? What episode is this?
This is episode 20.
Oh my God. And I fucking hate this.
Yes.
Yes. That's, all of it is so, like, this is why I hate reading. It took us 20 episodes to be like, oh, this is why Emily doesn't read in these fucking books, because of this kind of
just
shit.
Just read my books. None of this happens in my book.
Hey. Hey, what about mine?
I brought you dog dicks. You don't want to read about that?
Well, read that book. That's fine.
But this, like, oh my God, look at how...
I did the dog kennels. I'm feeling very... My feelings are
that, that one was fine.
Did you do Sweetest Oblivion, too?
I literally said,
you did
yeah.
Gas Station. That's what's up.
I literally said... said I hate this book, and if I didn't have to finish it for the podcast because I knew we'd have a good time dunking on it, like, it's
But I see how, like, you know, I appreciate the work that you do for this show and the work that you put into it, and that you
do
sacrificed
the work.
Your time and your mind. Like, you had to read all of this. You're just telling us the bits of it, but
I haven't
you
haven't even
to
gotten some
it
of the
all.
Worst parts of this book.
So he's like, oh, LOL, I'll do it for you. Also, that's fucked up to be like, you have to feel this too. Like, that's
so
weird.
That's what I, when I was picking this book, I chose it and then I immediately go to the 1-star reviews. Are there enough? Are there good ones? Yeah. And so I spoiled the shit out of some few things. I knew that in this book, they would her cousin would go into labor and he would wear the... That was one of the biggest reasons that I was like, I gotta read this fucking book.
I've also because never heard what? Of anybody... I've heard them doing that of like, haha, here's an example of what we deal with.
Right.
And they like freak out.
But like, not for like sympathy pains.
Not during labor. It's also where you're like, hey...
I want you to have a sound mind.
Yeah.
And I need one of us to be fucking functional. And we all know that if a man has like a level 2 period and I'm in labor, he's the one who needs medical attention.
Yeah. If anything, it's like, it's making the attention back on him where you're like, no, I need you to grab a leg and just like help me
get the
push
fuck
this.
Out and find someone who can help me right now or I don't know.
Instead of making this about you.
Yeah. And so she's talking about like, well, no one will wear it and that was the plan, and then
it'll make me feel better if someone else is hurting.
They're sort of like, well, Dean, you could wear it. Like, it's not like you have to do this, but it's suggested. Yeah. And he's like, no way. And then she's like, I really didn't see today going like this. And he's like, oh, I feel bad, I'll do it.
And then she's like, okay, now I feel better. I can deliver my baby.
So he's in the back seat. So every time she has a contraction, she presses the button. And there's one where she forgets to press the button. And Solange is like, you forgot to press it. And he's like, God damn it. And she presses it, that one. And he's in the back and has to take off his seatbelt and like lay down. Mother to be in the front seat, doesn't have her seatbelt off. She's functioning. She's coping. Yeah. He's in the back seat, lying down horizontally and crying.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah.
And that probably wasn't even fully up.
Yep.
So they get to the hospital and they have the stupid fucking baby.
They have the baby. Baby's fine. Husband shows up. Everything's cool. And he's like, we got to stay. When do I get to meet the kid? And it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, literally, who are you? And I don't know. There's this whole thing of like, is she going to stay in D.C.? No, she's leaving. She's going to move back to Ohio for something. But her whole family's here and they're all really close. And then she gets the job offer that she
was
thought
that the green pastures that she was.
Yeah, the greener pastures, Ohio.
Ohio.
You're no. No. No.
Okay.
So she gets the job offer for the job that she didn't think they had it in the budget because it's like a nonprofit thing.
Okay. What
she
is
gets
her
the job?
In Ohio?
No, in D.C.
Oh, okay.
It's like a nonprofit. They help people. I'm fucking blanking on this, but like adult education.
Okay.
And like getting your life skills together so you can, you know, that kind of thing. So she
That's
teaches there.
A good
there
person to have is someone who's a manic pixie dream girl, help people get their life skills.
Yes. And so she gets the job offer and can't decide because she's like, I don't want to get stuck in a bad situation.
Okay.
I don't know. So she's like, well, maybe I should still go to Ohio. And then he finds out that she got the job offer but didn't tell him. And he's like, well, clearly she had a chance to stay and she like didn't even tell me about it. So I'm not important to her.
So my abandonment issues are being triggered.
Activated. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. And she's like, I can't get close.
I didn't tell you because I didn't know what I wanted to do yet. And I didn't want to get your hopes up, I guess. I don't really know. The whole thing's a mess.
So when do they fuck?
Yeah.
When do they fuck?
254.
So this is after birth. This is after sex club. This is after... Is this after job acceptance or before?
Before... Maybe even before job offer.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember now. I was so proud of myself. I highlighted it. And now I can't even remember the context of them having sex because it's irrelevant.
If you want another context, you can read this book. Wedding Crasher has nothing to do with the Wedding Crasher.
Because there's so much leading up to the scene that what I highlighted was like, they're like, are we doing this? Are we really going to do this?
Is it from his point of view or hers?
Both. There's a whole scene where there's another reason they have to fake date for her. Like her cousins or someone else is coming into town and her mom was insecure about the fact that she's single, and so she lied and said she had a boy. I don't know.
This
so
is
she,
really working out.
Yeah. Yeah, and so because of that, then she has the two of them are staying with her because one she has bed. Her boyfriend with two bedrooms, and so they're sleeping together.
Oh.
And then they keep hearing her cousins have sex in his house.
Oh.
Ew. So we should do it too?
Yep. Basically.
We can drown them
out. Is that when we're doing it?
They're not home. Yeah. They're not home. And then they're like, oh my God, I'm so in the mood. Are you? Oh my God, are we doing this? Like, let's do this. And then they do.
Is it during the day?
I think it might be. Oh. I think it is because then they're like, well, you're going to stick around all day? Like, do you have to go to work today? Like, I don't know. I could be lying to you, but hey, it doesn't matter.
She's a liar.
Based on your suggestion, when he is speaking, it's blue.
Smart.
Because they keep switching. Everything's pink because this is her chapter, but like halfway through the scene, it switches to his chapter.
Okay.
And then it'll be anytime she's speaking, it's pink.
That's going to help me with my voices.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
I love that.
Okay.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Okay. All right. Okay, so when his underwear is gone and the condom's on, I pull the crotch of my panties to the side with one hand. That's something he should be doing. And take his dick in the other, guiding him inside me.
Can I say, why are you throwing the word crotch into a sex scene?
Yeah.
That's not sexy.
And yeah. Take off your panties.
Take them off. He had the condom. I mean, come on.
Just say I pulled my panties. This again, using pull too many words.
Pull my panties to the side.
Yeah, we know what part you're grabbing. You're not. Yep. Not the top, you know, you're the only thing that can go to the side.
She keeps writing things that are very, like, you'll see more of them, where she's, like, not really explicitly saying, but then she is explicitly saying other parts, and I'm like, we need to pick a lane here.
Right.
But, okay.
Guiding him inside me with much less finesse than I'd prefer. His erection presses against my channel. That's a new one. My channel.
Channel.
Yeah. I've only heard entrance, but channel is a new
my
one.
My channel. You just said dick. Why yeah. are what do you my
and crotch
channel,
and panties.
But my then nether you're like, regions. Like what?
Yeah.
I hate channel.
It's icky.
Channel
like boats.
Channel makes me think of the
English
stinky
boat.
Stinky river.
Yeah. That gets me going.
She has a channel.
It's
a fog. Channel as though it's designed precisely and specifically for me.
Mm.
Dean, this is, I can't believe I need it all. He easily obliges, thrusting all the way in. Then he freezes me in place with two words. Don't move.
She's doing the eye contact again.
She did it with both of us.
Yeah, you she like got that? Both of us. You I'm like uncomfortable. Maybe we should just stare in each other's eyes. I don't like that either. Nobody look at me.
Okay, I gotta figure out what his voice is.
Well, he's Dean, so probably something just kind of bland.
I need a distraction, he says.
Or that.
Or else. He leans forward, closing his mouth over. I thought I said closing my mouth over a nipple. Closing his mouth over a nipple and sucking gently. Dean, I need to move. He leans back, his mouth still affixed to my breast. Then he slowly pulls away, lengthening my nipple. Lengthening my nipple to twice its usual size before he lets it go with a soft pop of his lips.
Thoughts? Feelings?
Ow!
Concerns? Get out of my channel.
She's like, oh,
this is like what? Barnum and Bailey for sure.
Fuck, Dean.
What the fuck, Dean?
twice its normal size.
That is like, that's really like, and then they're like,
stop doing that to your shirt. It's alpaca.
I want
to
do it.
I'm just gonna stretch it.
My comfy pants. Okay.
Now you can move, he whispers. I appreciate your patience.
This is Dean.
This is
Dean.
This sounds like an airline stewardess.
Thank you. Read the next sentence, Emily.
His smile is smug as he says this, as if he's a customer service representative at the local DMV and knows I'm at his mercy.
You know what gets me fucking hot and bothered?
The DMV.
Oh, the DMV customer service voice.
She's thinking of the sloth at the DMV and whatever that movie is. That just sucks on a nip. All right, so then we skip ahead to him, mm-hmm. to Dean's point of view. Oh, he sucks. I'm inside Solange, and the feeling is unreal. She rocks on top of me, her thighs slapping against mine. I thrust upward, meeting her each time she bears down. The way she rides me is so damn glorious, I want to bottle it and take it everywhere I go. This is so...
Uh-huh.
Just cheesy. Get to the fucking point.
They're literally having sex, and they're thinking about being at the DMV.
Continue. And I want to bottle this up and take it with me.
To the DMV.
She's strong and soft, and I'd happily make massaging her my only pastime if she'd let me. Mm. Oh, Dean, you suck. Mm-hmm. I also wish I could do this all day, but I can't. I really can't. To ward off my impending orgasm, I resort to an old and rarely necessary standby. Mumbling a piece I've committed to memory.
Are we going to read it right now?
No.
She does he say what it is?
Not here.
Oh, good. She pulls back, a sex-drunk expression on her face. Are you humming? I blurt out, reciting something. Why? Helps me last. Let me hear it, she says. I grind, you rhyme. I'm going to throw your fucking iPad.
Thank you. Throw it and we'll put up an Amazon wish list and someone can buy me a Kindle because first of all, I should have one. And second of all, I get it. I want to throw it too.
This is
the worst.
The worst. Shit. Is this worse than the comfy pants?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Causal like analysis?
Far.
I would rather be at that business meeting than
this. Oh my God.
That is just where you're like, that's just a guy who doesn't really know what he's doing.
Right.
This is just cheese dick bullshit. I grind. You rhyme. As they're like both like,
I am like picturing like the new girl.
Yes.
Yeah, like it's just that like I'm just so quirky. I'm adorkable. Later, I promise. Just it's probably more than you need to hear. I'm going to hold you to it. We're in a tight fit. She knows just when to contract around me to make the fit even tighter. Without hesitation, I massage her folds, then tease her with a feather-like pass over her clit. She tenses and chases a sensation, desperate for more. But I don't want us to get to the punchline just yet. So I skim her opening, tracing a finger over the places where my cock meets her pussy. It's just a lot.
You said pussy. I said it. I'm really proud. Okay. But you said all of that, but you also said channel.
Right.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the crotch of your pants. It's just not lining up.
The places.
Yeah, the places. But you said clit earlier.
Right.
Yeah. So do you want to say these words or do you want to go like, hee hee, I don't want to be vulgar.
Just keep saying clit.
Yeah.
She lets out a long moan and it's as though the sound is vibrating against my dick. Solange jolts. Yes, Dean, please. Rub me there. She parts her lips and moans grow louder. And fuck, she's contracting around me so tightly. I'm going to detonate any minute now. The faster I rub, the harder she rides. My damn toes are curled and I'm sweaty and so fucking hard. He sucks.
I don't like that his toes are curled.
Right?
Yeah, I don't need to know anything about your
toes.
And
if she's on top, she sees that too. She's probably like, ugh.
No, they're behind her.
Oh, was she not reverse? She's facing him?
Maybe she's doing a little stretch.
She's facing him, I think.
So she's facing
him. These two?
Him.
Yeah, she's facing
him. So she's facing him, so he's just like this.
Lean back.
Like, just like, there you go.
Yeah, and also his toes are curling.
Great. And then he's like, ee! And then humming something, apparently, while she grinds, he rhymes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it pony?
That would be better than what it is.
But then I feel her hands running through my hair, and I lose focus. Seconds later, I'm sucker punched by an even stronger swell of emotion when she leans forward and kisses my forehead.
Ew. Where the fuck did that come from?
Like,
where did that come from?
I thought she was going to suck on his boob or something.
Do you think he has a good boy thing?
Yeah, probably.
Because it's like a mom thing, like especially with the nipple.
Oh my god. I mean,
gross.
It really is.
And then the like kissing the forehead like you're so good.
Yeah. I don't like this.
Dean, I'm so close.
It's not even uncomfortable when she looks at us because it's just like this is so awkward.
It's
already just like this isn't that sensual.
Touch yourself, I say. I need my hands free. She dips her hand between her legs while I withdraw. Then I grab onto her ass and move her up and down my cock again and again. Yes, Dean. Yes, that's it. Oh, God. Please, please, please don't stop. I gather all the energy left in my body and pump with abandon. I'm on fire. Unstoppable. My only task in life is to make her. There's a lot that's not highlighted, by the way.
I was just thinking that. There's like pages of stuff that I did not highlight.
Like, let me, for our video watchers on YouTube, Clutch My Pearls Pod on YouTube, but still download on so we get the numbers on.
Thank you. We
the
appreciate
apps.
It.
Thank you. We love you. Okay, let's see. This is her asking about humming, and then I turn the page. Each click is two pages. It's like eight pages later, then it's still at the like.
It's still happening.
I'm still trying to hum. So.
And I took out all of the like build up to how they like get to having sex and him like.
Yeah.
He starts with, may I touch you? And then he goes, wait, let me get a protection.
Dean, and she cries out my name. Dean, yes. Then with her eyes squeezed shut, she shudders uncontrollably, her thighs trembling from the force of the orgasm. And holy shit, within seconds of that, I come so hard, my vision blurs and my head spins.
That one, if you're listening, you should go to YouTube and watch what face she just made.
That's him. With his
right
with
in
his
the cosmos.
Toes filled, he's like, and then, so what was he humming?
Is what like do you the think Pledge of Allegiance?
Okay. Oh, God, is it?
No.
Is it
Hickory Dickory Dock?
Oh, shit. Is it a children's thing? Is it Humpty Dumpty?
Little spider.
Out with it. Don't think I forgot. Forgot what? You promised. Her lips going all adorably pouty. Please,
you
Dean.
You promised. You know she said it like that.
Yep.
Please.
Please, Dean. Whatever it is, it'll be our little secret.
Oh,
okay.
God.
I can't even read this. Okay. I might not be able to read this. Okay.
Let Emily do it.
Do you want to do it?
I want to know what it is.
It's a poem.
Make Vanessa read it.
What?
She never reads.
Okay. I'm going to be so brave. I'm going to be so fucking brave. There's nothing about dog dicks. I can do this. I love little pussy. Her coat is so warm, and if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. So I'll not pull her tail nor drive her away, but pussy and I very gently will play.
Is that real?
I don't know.
No, but like, is that a real children's
that
rhyme?
I think so. I don't know. But she goes, oh my God, is that original? And he goes, nah, it's a nursery rhyme called I Love Little Pussy. Oh, let me look.
And that's supposed to be what makes him not come?
Uh-huh.
It's saying, like, I'm going to play gently
like
with a pussy?
Yep, it's real. Oh. 1897.
Ooh.
Because he says, oh my God.
So it's like a thing that what did his mom say to him?
Okay. Ugh. Okay, mommy issues.
I think he does.
You're probably right. He says he discovered it by I discovered it by accident in college. Written in the 1700s, I think, the author unknown. It had a profound effect on my sexual development in college. And then he says, she goes, you know it's about a cat, right? And he goes, I'm not so sure, but it doesn't matter. That nursery rhyme helped me establish a positive relationship with pussies, taught me to treat them with care and the respect they deserve.
Unsubscribe.
DNR.
You should try to get your money back for this
book.
Fuck
this guy, but not literally. I mean, oh, God.
I think this is our first DNR.
DNF.
DNF. What?
DNR, do not resuscitate. Please, yeah, that applies. Save. Let me die.
I just don't even want to be.
Kill me.
Just fucking end me.
That's us in the one-star reviews.
Oh, God.
That is one of the, that is probably the main reason that I was like, I got to read this fucking book because the one-star reviews were like the pussy poem. And I was like, I got to know what this is. I got to know.
Like Star Spangled Banner or if you're like.
Yeah, you name the, like all the pro players on the baseball team.
Yeah,
or
you think about all your bros and accidentally come immediately and then you have a lot of questions for yourself. Yeah.
Your grandma's.
And it's like he came up with that in college.
Yeah.
so that he would last longer.
Yeah. But now it's like Pavlov's poem, but, because yeah. every time you do it, you're then going to finish. So I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this guy, but I don't support it.
No, they're both, they deserve each other.
And it's like, you're obviously like humming out loud.
Yeah.
What hum the fuck, in your head.
Dean? What the fuck?
Yeah, he's like, little pussy.
Yeah, so is this pussy. Your new book boyfriend?
No. No, he is bottom of the
Dean.
List.
She fucking loves Dean.
I would take Nerdy Witch Boy over this.
Would he be cast as Jesse Eisenberg?
This
I wouldn't
guy?
Even. I wouldn't even.
Dean, I don't know.
Honestly, I could see Glenn Powell for this one.
Mm. Yeah.
He's curling his toes. I could see it. Ew. I don't want to see it. I don't want to think about that.
Every time I would hear Emily say something about Glenn Platt, I just thought about Glenn Close. Oh. I don't know why.
What? I love that.
I couldn't stop.
That's so much better.
Who all have we pictured as Glenn Powell? Was it last week?
You requested
him.
Oh, as the vampire guy.
Owen, but then you pictured him as the bad boy equipment manager for the hockey player.
Yeah, that's where he came
and you
in.
You pictured Glenn Close.
Well, I think it's just Cruella the name, DeVille. But every time God. I hear you say the name, all I think about is
you're
Glenn,
like,
Close.
Oh, Glenn Close. Are you picturing her in the Dalmatians movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, they do end up together, if you were wondering.
Oh, shocker. Mm. They end up, they realize that they're just both adorkable together.
Peter Ed Sheeran finds out that they are not actually together and tells the partner, and the partner's like, I knew it, you're fired, Dean. So Dean is fired, and then Kimberly, the client, doesn't accept the job, but she runs into him because she was like, I heard about what happened, and I came to confess. My wife is not my wife, that's my best friend. Oh. And I didn't want to interview and have them be like, why are you moving to a different state and you don't have a spouse? And it's not for that reason. Your spouse is moving, so you're coming too. Mm. It sounds like you just suck at your job. They didn't want to make you partner, so you're bailing. And then she's like, all right, this was great. Thanks. We got it all off our chest, Dean. And then he's got his little sad box of, like, you've just been fired. And her dad is picking her up. They meet, and Dean's going to go work for the dad.
Mm. Wow. So it all worked out.
Beautiful.
And is he singing the little pussy song as he's going out?
That's how he got the job. No.
He's found a little cross stitch at their house. At the pussy
oh, my God, you're never
oh, my God. I love this poem.
Our ancestor wrote this.
Yeah. That's how we got all his money. Ugh. So what do the good people at Goodreads think about
this?
They
got a lot of fucking thoughts, and I'm right there with them. Okay. So first of all, it has a 3.7 with 32,000 ratings on Goodreads.
3 out of 5 or 4?
Out of 5.
Out of 5. That's too many.
I still don't understand.
That's a lot, because we get that rating on a lot of our books.
A lot of
this
them.
Is
bad.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel so validated. Marie said, I really should have stopped when she anthropomorphized the dude's eyebrows and scar, but for some reason I kept reading. That's when I wanted to fucking bail, too.
That's when we, I think that's when we all collectively went,
oh no.
Oh, this is what you mean.
Remind me, do you DNF or do you try to push through?
I try to push through, but I've never read a book that's this,
like this.
Bad.
Yeah. Meteora says, the only problem I had with this is the name Dean. I just don't like that name. Don't ask me why. Other than that, the book is adorable and really good. She gave it a 1 star because of the name Dean.
She could have just changed it out to
but
Cody, which
she
probably prefer.
I She's loved like, it.
Everything
1 star.
Amazing.
I fucking hate that name. Who's Dean in your life? What did he do?
Yeah, yeah. What did Dean do to
what
you?
Dean do?
Lily said, this book sucked. I hated every minute of it. I don't know what all of you millennials are saying, but it's one of the worst books I've ever read. This book makes me want to amputate my feet and eat them.
Did Shirley write that?
No.
Amputate your feet and then
and
eat them.
Or like pickled?
Ooh. Yeah, how would you serve your feet?
I wouldn't.
Just like slice them up and grill them like a little piece of Spam? I don't know. Fry them?
I was thinking like pig feet.
I don't like any of it. Dean's curled up toes and now you have to
eat
them.
It's too much feet. And the little pussy that you have to play with carefully with its tail.
Meg said the pussy poem will haunt my nightmares till I die.
Same. Yeah, it's already there. Yeah. It's already there.
It's horrific.
It's pretty gross.
And then last one, April said, my butthole hurts from all of its puckering from the mass amount of cringe.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So when they're like Allie Hazelwood, she writes like so many millennialisms. I understand what they're saying, but it's not this fucking bad. Yeah. There are others who do it so much worse.
Really?
It's very Steve Buscemi like, hey, fellow kids.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Not the whole book.
Yeah. I can't do it.
We need to do one that's like pre, because like, I think that all the ones we've been liking have also been like post-pandemic. You know, like there's so much that has come out and like we'll be like, this is 2022, 2023.
I can pull some like paperbacks that I have in a fucking closet somewhere that were written in 1991 and yeah. We can get weird with it.
Like, I'd be interested to see like the comparisons of that, because now in like this book, it's very 2016, 2018, like that kind
whenever
of
it came out,
owl
yeah.
necklace kind of, you know,
this
vibe.
Might be like 2021.
Really?
I should look it up. I wonder.
Well, if she didn't Kindle Unlimited it, she probably wrote it and then had to wait. But
because this is like a sequel where it's like one of her cousins is in the other one.
Mm. Oh, so it is like a trilogy, not trilogy, mm-hmm. but like a mm-hmm. series.
2022.
Wow, oh. That is newer than I thought.
Yeah, just none of it makes sense. Anyway, if you like this book,
who like thinks in their head like that?
Yeah, and if you do, you shouldn't say it out loud.
I think some people just are like, oh, it's fun, because that's the way they are, and that's the way they think, and, you know, that's just not the way we are. And
that's fine, but nope.
I think this was the first one I'm not going to be like, oh my God, that was fun, I loved it.
Is this
it.
Worse than Love Light Farms? The coffee
yeah,
pans?
For sure.
And the, yeah,
for sure. Yeah. For sure.
I
yeah.
understand why Vanessa's like, Emily, just read my books. I get it.
No, I just...
But I think it's good, mm-hmm. too, because these are also a lot of books, like... We like when we talk to people, well, I'll be like, what kind of books do you read? And they're like, oh, this. And I'm like, this is something that people be like, oh, it's really like, it's nasty. Like they talk about
yes.
fucking, you know.
If someone said, I love this book, I'm like, oh my God, I'm never taking a recommendation
you
from you.
You should, yeah. And you'd be like, you should read Love Light Farms.
Love that
love
for
that.
You.
It's
I
great.
Want no part of it. Yeah.
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 I think because I only read things that are recommended to me on TikTok that I feel like I never miss.
Like, you know, that they know, right? You yeah. know, you have those bullet points that you're like, mm-hmm. that's what's up. That's yeah. what I want.
I've seen this one recommended before, though. I don't get a lot of my recommendations from TikTok, mm-hmm. but I feel like I've like seen it pop up where it's like, mm-hmm. oh no, like this, there is such a market for this voice.
Yes. I'll block sure. whoever. I've never seen that book talked about on mine. So
if you see it, like
I'm
now our phones have all been listening,
yeah.
right? Bail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't trust you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But you should trust us, you know? we always come to you with good recommendations, and even if you like it, that's fine, you know.
Emily loves dog dick.
I don't. And I don't like Jesse Eisenberg, and I
she
don't
fucking
like Mark Zuckerberg.
That is she absolutely not true. You Elon Musk. She fucking loves
Barbara
Elon Musk.
Barbara loves Glenn Powell. She brings him up at any opportunity she can.
I love Glenn Close.
That's like, I like the dogs. but, you know, thank you for tuning in again. Thank you for bringing a good book. I liked that this was a good palate cleanser. It was fun for us to shift our gears into, like, what the
fuck? We kept,
fuck?
Like, threesome, polyamorous, yeah. all, like, all, yeah. We
yeah.
had to, into,
like,
the
I love to shit on a book, too.
Yeah. Yeah, every now and then it's fun to be like, here's why I fucking hated this book.
Yeah.
And I stand by everything I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all almost got me to be like, maybe I should read again. I'm like, nope. This is why I'm
oh
only reading.
God. Great.
Nope. Gonna keep just hearing about
didn't
it.
I didn't
actually reading it.
I didn't realize that was even on the table. So, all right, fine.
Yeah. We almost had her.
It only took us 20 episodes.
Let us know when it builds back up and you're like, maybe.
Maybe. Right. Yeah. But, you know, if you like us, tell all your friends about us.
Send us emails.
Like, subscribe, leave reviews. We obviously read them all because we're obsessed with them all. Mm-hmm. At Clutch My Pearls Pod on Instagram, TikTok. X, which is Barbara's favorite website.
By Emily's boyfriend, Elon Musk.
Her lover.
And yeah, you know, like, subscribe. I think, we're going to have a couple of different things. We've got shit in our link tree, which is everywhere in all of our bios. So, all right. Bye. Oh, see you next Tuesday.
There it is.
There it is. That's how we know it's done.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.